The ad running on cable TV in Madison starts out by saying something strange is happening in American politics.
George Bush's right-wing Republicans are now helping Ralph Nader.
The ad then shows a mock bumper sticker questioning whether Bush and Nader might possibly be on this fall's presidential ticket together.
Nader working with Republicans. Who knows? Maybe Republicans and Nader know something we don't.
Nader's Wisconsin campaign coordinator, Bill Linville, says they haven't asked for or gotten conservative help in gathering nomination signatures.
This is absurd. Only progressives are collecting signatures in the state.
Republicans in Wisconsin back that up. Party spokesperson Chris Lotto says they are not helping Nader get the 2,000 signatures required to get on the state's presidential ballot.
The threshold is so low, they actually don't need our help, and we have more important things to worry about right now.
State Democrats say they have not seen any evidence of Republicans helping Nader. If he does get on the ballot, Democratic Party spokesperson Seth Buffelli says there might be a challenge, similar to ones in Indiana and Georgia, just some of the states where Nader was knocked off the ballot.
We're going to make sure that every signature that is accepted is indeed a valid signature.
Because it's easier to get on the ballot in Wisconsin than in other states, Buffelli says Republicans and independent conservative groups like Citizens for a Sound Economy may not feel it's necessary to help Nader gather signatures. But conservatives are helping Nader come up with campaign cash, according to NaderFactor.com, the group running ads against the independent. Bill Linville, Nader's Wisconsin campaign coordinator, doesn't deny this.
If there are devious Republicans that are donating, he's not beholden to their interests at all.
If Nader gets on Wisconsin's ballot, he isn't expected to get as many votes as he did in 2000. But with polls showing an extremely tight race between John Kerry and George Bush, it could be enough to tip the scales in the president's favor. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.